This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Welcome Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Human Events, writing most recently of what's around us these days, which is intolerance. Very fancy word for thou shalt not or you will be driven from the theater. However, Thaddeus, in presenting this story of intolerance, tells it from the point of view of what we sometimes call cancel culture, otherwise has to do with the battle underway, I learn, in schooling right now about who knows better, the parents or the educators? Who knows better, the school district, the government, or the families? However, within inside Thaddeus's column is a way of taking me back 53 years to when I was a senior at college, and I attended a lecture by a man named Herbert Marcuse, who in 1965 was denied his teaching contract at Brandeis University, and he published a book about how the left must be empowered by being intolerant. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. It's wonderful to discover Herbert Marcuse, who I had not thought of in many decades. And you take me back to the moment that I was sitting in his lecture, and it was well attended because he was understood to be anti-war, and it dominated our conversation in 1969, the Vietnam War. I did not understand what I was listening to that night. Now, thanks to you, I do. What is the theory of liberating intolerance, liberating tolerance and liberating intolerance? How does the theory apply to the 21st century culture that we live in? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, what Marcuse was saying was, and he was hailed as a genius, don't forget, by the academic left. But basically what Marcuse was saying is, if you disagree with the left, you will be silenced. In short, you will be canceled. Only our opinions and ideas can be heard. And anyone who disagrees with us is, in the parlance of today, racist, fascist, authoritarian, whatever, and has to be silenced. It shows the paucity of the intellectual vigor of the left that they cannot debate their ideas. It was the first indication that they knew their policies didn't work. And this was at a period of time when you still had the Soviet Union, when you had Maoism in communist China, where they still thought they could be the wave of the future. And people like Marcuse were already unwittingly admitting the paucity of their political agenda and the absolute rejection that it would find in the hands of the American people. Unfortunately, over a long period of time, through the indoctrination, especially in academic institutions, and yes, within the media too, you now have people who on the left that once believed in civil liberties, that once firmly defended the First Amendment, you now have the cancel culture springing from the most intolerant people you're ever going to find. And the people who can only argue maybe the first point of an argument, of a debate, before they lapse and emotionally shut down and smear you with an ad hominem attack. Well, that's part of what Marcuse wanted. He wanted the opponents of the new left, of leftism, or in short, socialism, communism, to be shouted down and shunned in society, and that's your cancel culture. Now, the fact that it does turn in on itself every now and again does not necessarily mean that somehow it's an equal opportunity oppressor. It is a repressive movement by its very nature, and the practitioners of it are basically acting antithetically to the United States Constitution's First Amendment and acting antithetically to intellectual liberty and the freedom of conscience, because they cannot debate their opinion and they don't want anybody who opposes them to be able to debate theirs.
This is a man, Herbert Marcuse, who was born at the end of the 19th century in Berlin. He lived his life. He died in 79. He lived his life entirely inside the revolutions of the 20th century. Violence, the extreme violence of the 20th century. When I listened to him in 1969, the violence that was around us on a college campus was the Vietnam War inside the Cold War, which was always hanging over us with an apocalyptic moment. You know, the strategic weapons, nothing tactical about it. The end of civilization any moment. Launch on warning was part of the parlance of the time. And we believe that the Vietnam War was an expression of permanent war fighting, which it was. But at the time, we were inside of it, and we were given to understand that in some fashion we could reject it. The government was wrong, and we, the draftees, or the potential draftees, were right. And so Marcuse came to campus, and he was celebrated as somebody giving intellectual weight to our refusal to go along with the Vietnam War and the draft. Listen to this first sentence. This is 1965, 4 years before I heard him. Liberating tolerance would mean intolerance against movements from the right and toleration of movements from the left. He goes on to say, this means that the ways should not be blocked in which a subversive majority could develop. And if they are blocked by organized repression and indoctrination, their reopening may require apparently undemocratic means. Fill that in. They would include the withdrawal of toleration of speech and assembly from groups and movements that promote aggressive policies, armament, chauvinism, discrimination on the grounds of race and religion, or that oppose the extension of public services, social security, medical care, etc. That is in 1965, the year I believe you were born and joined us. That year, Herbert Marcuse wrote the analysis that is now used routinely by cancel culture to overwhelm, with the power of the federal government, overwhelm parents who have a say in their children's education, overwhelm speakers who do not use the right pronouns, overwhelm somebody who has expressed a dissenting position on social media, overwhelm them with intolerance. Is, to your understanding, because your column brought me to this, is this understood by those practicing it? Do they know where their authority comes from?
Well, some of them do. The hardcore academics do, but basically the left is ahistorical. So in many ways, they just simply know how to act and conduct themselves. They get indoctrinated, and they get it at a superficial level. They like it because essentially what Marcuse was, other than a petulant adolescent that never grew up with a Manichaean mind and a justification for any type of thing, indulgence that he wanted through will and appetite. Other than that, I'm sure he was a great guy. But when you look at it, John, what Marcuse said, he's a king rationalizer for the left. They get to do whatever they want to whoever they want, whenever they want. That's it. And so when you look at these idiots that are running the universities, these administrators and tenured radicals, they are indoctrinating our children. Basically, what they're doing is we get to do whatever we want, say whatever we want, because we're tolerant and you're not, which is the ultimate irony right there, because these are the most intolerant people. They project their own sins upon their victims. And in the final analysis, they then turn around and anybody who tries to dissent from what's happening to them is labeled a malcontent, blemish upon society, and they must be shunned, canceled, and eradicated. These are the most intolerant, hateful people you're ever going to see. And what makes it worse is the hypocrisy that they think that somehow they are the tolerant ones. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Historians are going to look back at this when they're not being indoctrinated. One day they're going to look back at this and go, how were these idiots allowed to do this? With taxpayer money. They're using your money to shut you up and indoctrinate your children.
Was it the pandemic, Thaddeus? Is that what?
No, this has been Gramsci's long march through the institutions. These are the leftists, the radicals, the subversives, the old red network that was in place, and they feed off each other, they multiply, and like a case of intellectual leprosy, they've spread to the academic institutions. They continue to spread it within the corporate community, with the media largely as the gendarmes to enforce the doctrine by canceling people. And so it's going to continue until people realize what it is, where it comes from. And that's why I guess we're talking about Marcuse.
The withdrawal of tolerance of speech and assembly. You have to
hand it to the founders, John. They've seen tyrants like Marcuse and little wannabe Stalinists. They saw it back in 1776. In 1783, they saw these people. and they put a constitution in place to protect us from them. The left wants us to abandon the constitution and abandon our greatest defense against people like themselves and Marcuse. And I can't believe anybody in the world would vote for the people that would remove your protections from people like Marcuse and the intolerant left. I can't believe it's just amazing to me.
And the social media platforms, they're practicing, they must not be aware of it. They're practicing Herbert Marcuse in 1965.
They're practicing Herbert Marcuse's intolerance upon the last president of the United States. Go back and read that quote, and they applied that to Trump. And they're deplatforming him under the guise of trying to look tolerant. That's exactly what's happened. The past is prologue.
What is to be
done? Of course, in 1965, I was being born, so it's not my fault.
What is to be done? Is there a remedy, or do we wear it out? Is that what, we just have to ride it out?
It's burning itself out, much like the dry movement back during Prohibition. When people find out what it looks like in practice, it wears itself out rather quickly. I think also you've seen it already starting at the school board level. We've seen people, the protests. You've seen it in the Virginia elections. You're going to continue to see this as a campaign issue. Even the establishment Republicans realize this is something the vast majority of Americans, be they Republicans, Democrats, or independents, are not supporting of. And so the radical element of the Democratic Party will eventually be undone. And largely they'll be undone by the fact that their policies don't work and are painful to the vast majority of the American people.
That is McCotter writing at American Greatness, writing about the intolerance of the educators to entertain the fact that parents have opinions of how their children should be educated. However, the larger point that he connected me to is that this is what was called the New Left in 1969. It's now the old New Left. The new left may be uninformed that it comes from the idea of censorship, of intolerance, of cruelty of intolerance, rationalizing itself. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.